Through many wars and conflicts, brave Canadians have made unimaginable sacrifices, leaving behind their families, homes, and dreams to protect the values and freedoms that make our country what it is today. Their courage and selflessness allows us and generations yet to come to live in peace. More than 2.3 million Canadians have served our country in uniform, and more than 120,000 of them have lost their lives. We give honor to their memory and legacy across Canada and around the world. Today, we pause to remember and honor those who sacrificed their lives to protect our future. After an act of remembrance, you will soon hear two pieces of music called The Last Post and The Revelry. These bugle calls have been used in military camps since the 1800s. The Last Post originally was played to signal that the camp was secure for the night and to call out to wounded or separated soldiers to guide them home to rest. At remembrance ceremonies, it came to symbolize the calling home of the souls of the fallen. And today it also acts as a call to us into remembrance. The revelry was played at camp to wake the soldiers in the morning, and it has come to symbolize the wakening of the fallen to rise above their mortal duties and to rest in peace. Today, the last post, the 2 minutes of silence, and the revelry take place one after the other, without interruption, to help us remember the fallen and to reflect upon their sacrifices. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we shall remember them.
We shall remember them. Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, who caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Amen. Please be seated for the proclamation of Holy Scripture.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Christ did not enter a sanctuary made by human hands, a mere copy of the true one, but he entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Nor was it to offer himself again and again, as the high priest enters the holy place year after year, with blood that is not his own. For then he would have had to suffer again and again since the foundation of the world. But as it is, he has appeared once for all at the end of the age to remove sin by the sacrifice of himself. And just as it is appointed for mortals to die once, and after that the judgment, so Christ, having been offered once to bear the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to deal with sin, but to save those who are eagerly waiting for him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From age to age, you are God. From age to age, you are God. Lord, you have been a refuge from one generation to another. Before the mountains were brought forth, or the land and the earth were born, from age to age you are God. From age to age you are God. You turn us back to the dust and say, go back, O child of earth. For 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like a watch in the night. From age to age, sweep us away like a dream. We fade away suddenly like the grass. In the morning it is green and flourishes. In the evening it is dried up and withered. From age to age, servants, your works and your splendor to their children. May the graciousness of the Lord our God be upon us. Prosper the work of our hands, prosper our handiwork. From age to age,
Alleluia, alleluia. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
As Jesus taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearance say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more in than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
May the words of my lips and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So some of you may know that every Wednesday we have a service here in the church. We use the Murray altar over to the side and we have a bit of a discussion group instead of a formal sermon. This week at that group, I started off the discussion by saying, "Help." We've got three relatively challenging things that we need to wrestle with in today's reading. The first is Remembrance Day and how that ties in with the messages of Jesus. The second is the scribes in the long robes liking to sit in places of honor. And the third is what happened on Tuesday south of our border. These are all important things that we need to wrestle with. Now, thankfully, the long robes bit, I figured out a solution for. Anne is presiding the Eucharist, and so she's wearing the chasuble, which is a longer robe, and so that's her problem. I'm going to work on dealing with the other two. Remembrance Day is an important civic ceremony. It's an important part of our national life together. And it's an important one for precisely the opposite reason of what happened in the election south of us. I've heard that when the ceremonies and the celebrations and the idea of how to celebrate Remembrance Day was being formulated after the Second World War, there were two camps. One wanted the services to be triumphant and celebratory, to look at how great it was that we defeated the Axis in World War II and rose victorious and have a strong nationalistic pride. The other one, as you can tell, the one that won out, was a solemn thanksgiving for those who gave their life for the ideal of something better. Canada, despite its flaws, despite my complaints about the government from time to time, despite all of that, is still a wonderful place to live, where the ideals of freedom and peace and justice and prosperity are ones that we hold up as worthy for all of God's creation to have. When we recognize that there are those among us who gave everything, their whole life, dying on foreign soils so that you and I could have that? How can I not be moved? Moved to silence. The same way that I moved to silence as I considered Jesus, who gave up all of himself, his life on the cross, for us as we fall short. There is some great divide between those who seek power for its own sake and those who give up everything for the sake of others. The call to us as Christians at this time of remembrance is not just to remember those who have served and given their lives in military service, but for all who serve and give of themselves in a sacrificial way. I think that's what Jesus was getting at the temple. He wasn't saying that people need to give all the money that they have to the church so that they're completely dependent on that. The part that stands out to me was that the woman who gave the 2 small coins gave out of her poverty. She gave in a way that was sacrificial, that made her rely on God in a way that others didn't have to. We are called to give in that sacrificial way, whether it is of our time, our talents, our treasuries, whatever it is. We are called to live in such a way that we need God. It's not just a would-be nice. We need God. One of the beautiful things about being a priest is getting to walk alongside with people in the highs and the lows of their life. And I tell you, the honest truth, those who come to rely on God find a comfort and find a peace that passes all understanding. The news media is ramping up, telling us that everything is going to explode, everything is going to be terrible. But this isn't the first time Christians have been in a situation where the government was at odds with the beliefs that we hold. This isn't the first time. And Paul tells us what to do. Pray for those in leadership. Pray for those that we agree with and pray for those we don't. To live a life that is dependent on God's presence. Remembrance Day is not just about remembering those who died in World War I and World War II. It's about remembering all who have died to themselves and lived to the gospel. Lived to the truth that God's power can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Live to know that when we are called to give more than we want to, that we answer with, "Yes, Lord, your servant is listening." Remembrance Day is a time to remember the civic sides of life, but also the spiritual. It's right that we remember these people at the beginning of our service, for in their sacrifice we see a reflection of Jesus. It's not something I see with people who grab for power so that they can have their crimes forgiven. But God works through all of us. God takes the broken and the shattered things and causes new life to grow out of them. Throughout the scriptures, we hear that a branch will come up from the stump of Jesse. God can take broken situations and cause beautiful, good, and holy things to happen. Trust in the Lord. It's not easy, but that is the sacrifice that we are called to give. God has chosen us, you and me, for this time. Let us live into the fullness of our faith, in a way that shines and points to something greater than ourselves, to the God who is, who was, and who is to come. True love, true grace, true self-sacrifice. Let us give of ourselves in such a way that we depend on so great a Savior. Amen. Would the congregation please stand? Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He
I would invite the congregation to adopt a position of prayer for the prayers of the people.
Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict and ask that God may give us peace. For the servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God. May God give peace.
God give peace.
For those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss, may God give peace.
God give peace.
For all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends, and all who pray for their safe return, may God give peace.
God give peace.
For civilian women, children, and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatred of humanity, may God give peace.
God give peace.
For peacemakers and peacekeepers who seek to keep this world secure and free, may God give peace.
God give peace.
For all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, whether political, military, or religious, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolve in the search for reconciliation and peace, may God give peace.
God give peace.
We think of those facing their own personal battles and pray especially for Anna, Gavin, Dawn and Nancy, Mary, Kate, Kevin, Lupe and family, Eunice, Catherine, Philip and Nelta, Joan, Sylvia, Carolyn, William, Rebecca, Edward and Amy, and Robert, Sherry, and Brian. May God give them peace.
God give peace.
O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memories we cherish. And today we remember Gail Yonkin. May God give peace.
God give peace.
Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honor the past, may we put our faith in your future. For you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. Amen.
My dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, we confess. Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you. Are you okay now?
I'm gonna go to the table now.
Oh, yeah.
Gracious God, your word to us is food indeed. Receive all we offer you this day, and let your loving kindness be our comfort, for the sake of Jesus Christ, your living word.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We give thanks to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right that we should praise you, gracious God, for you created all things. You formed us in your own image, male and female, you created us. When we turned away from you in sin, you did not cease to care for us, but opened a path of salvation for all people. You made a covenant with Israel, and through your servants Abraham and Sarah, gave the promise of a blessing to all nations. Through Moses, you led your people from bondage into freedom. Through the prophets, you renewed your promise of salvation. Therefore, with them and with all your saints who have served you in every age, we give thanks and raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name.
Amen.
Holy God, source of life and goodness, all creation rightly gives you praise. In the fullness of time, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He healed the sick and ate and drank with outcasts and sinners. He opened the eyes of the blind and proclaimed the good news of your kingdom to the poor and to those in need. In all things, he fulfilled your gracious will. On the night he freely gave himself to death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Gracious God, his perfect sacrifice destroys the power of sin and death. By raising him to life, you give us life forevermore. Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Recalling his death, proclaiming his resurrection, and looking for his coming again in glory, we offer you, Father, this bread and this cup. Send your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts, that all who eat and drink at this table may be one body and one holy people, a living sacrifice in Jesus Christ our Lord. Through Christ and with Christ and in Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior has taught us, we are bold to pray. Creator of all, you gave us golden fields of wheat, whose many grains we have gathered and made into this one bread.
So may your church be gathered from the ends of the earth into your kingdom.
The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us stand and continue in prayer. Living God, in the Eucharist, you fill us with new hope. May the power of your love, which we have known in word and sacrament, continue your saving work among us and bring us to the joy you promise. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. And the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you this day and always.
Amen.
Please be seated.
We have a surprise announcement. So, John, that's you. And while John's coming up, also a note that we are still collecting hats and mittens at the front and back of the church for my sister's place. If you've got some extra hats and mittens, we could really use them. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to let you know about a couple of parish family events coming up. We've got our fundraising dinner next Friday and Saturday nights. It's a beautiful meal. And then there's going to be our usual great entertainment, much like we had last year. It's a cabaret night, and it's in supporting our music programs here at the church. The tickets are still available. Please come out and see Bet. I get a ticket. Okay, let's make sure it's sold out, and we have just a great parish family event and be together and have fellowship. Also, we're going to have an Advent breakfast between the services. So come early at 9:30 and the 8:30 people will stay. And we're going to do just a breakfast and more fellowship for Advent. And that's Sunday, December 1st. Some of the things that are coming up.
Please stand for our recessional hymn.
Thank you.
My dear friends, our service is over, but our service in the world has just begun. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.